AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is trying to keep lawmakers from getting some documents Congress has subpoenaed in the administration's move to add a citizenship question to next year's census. The president talked about it at the White House.
I think when you have a census and you're not allowed to talk about whether or not somebody's a citizen or not, that doesn't sound so good to me.
The AP's Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
A House panel's considering holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not turning over the documents. The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I'm glad that this is finally over. We're able to put some final clarity on that, and I think the committee understands that.
The president's son was asked about answers he gave to the panel staff in a 2017 interview and another Senate panel in a separate interview that year about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Iran's president says his country doesn't want war with the U.S., but will give a crushing response if attacked. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
In a time when too many states across the nation are taking a step backward, Illinois is taking a giant step forward for women's health.
The new law in Illinois establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women. This is AP Radio News. A Lebanese man and a permanent U.S. resident, Nizar Zaka, talked to the AP about spending nearly 4 years in prison in Iran.
At the beginning, I was subjected to all kinds of tortures. Physical and mental, but at the end, it was mainly mental torture.
Zaka was in a notorious Evin prison in Tehran. He said the torture included standing on one leg for hours, extended periods of interrogation, and lack of food. He now is hoping what happened to him can happen to other prisoners in Iran.
Please, I will ask again, I will take this opportunity, please do everything possible to get them back home. I ask President Trump, please do everything possible to get these people back home.
Zaka is an information technology expert and was arrested in Iran in 2015 while trying to fly out of Tehran. He was at a conference there at the invitation of one of Iran's vice presidents. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.